South Australia. Now, I said that the amount of heat energy that's released, the amount of energy that's released, is related to a change in what's going on in the nucleus. So if we look at the energy of the nucleus, it's a sum over the energy of each of the individual isolated nucleons. And the energy of the nucleus is lower than the sum of those isolated nucleons. As a result, our nucleus is more stable than these things in a separate situation. Now we can feed that through our Einstein equation, equals mc squared, to convert our energy through to mass. And that tells you then that the mass of the nucleus is then less than the sum of the mass of the nucleon because it's more stable. So when we move from the situation of our bound nucleus to the free nucleons, we've got a difference in mass which is called the mass defect. So Einstein's equation then, in terms of a change in binding energy between reactants and products, is then focusing in on this change in mass, the change in the mass defect between the reactant, radioactive nuclides, and the product nuclides that come out the other end. In a chemical reaction, what we do is that we then change the amount of chemical bond energy, so that's electronic energy. We change the electron to proton interactions. When we sum over those sort of terms, 1 mole of hydrogen is releasing then 286 kilojoules of energy. Now if we fed that delta H back into this expression and went delta H equals delta MC squared, then that delta M comes around to the equivalent of 3 nanograms, and that's converting a whole mole of hydrogen. So this then is regarded as an infinitesimally small change and we can ignore it. In contrast, in a nuclear reaction, our fission process we're looking at the difference in the energy which is contained in the uranium nucleus to the energy which is contained in the barium plus the krypton nuclides. And there's clearly a difference in the binding energy between the two. Now it's the difference in binding energy then that's released as heat when we carry out that fission process. And this is on the case of every atom that's involved in the fission process. So we then sum over our mole of material and multiply by the decent difference in energy here. We generate that very large difference between our thermochemical release of energy and our nuclear release of energy. So now we've gone from 286 kilojoules to 10 to the 10 kilojoules. Okay, so one of them is simply involved with changes in the electrons and the electron-proton interactions. And when we look at that amount of energy, it is equivalent to a very tiny change of mass. Over here, this is a very large amount of energy change, okay, because we're looking at the binding energies inside the nucleus. Those are large amounts of energy. And that large amount of energy then equates to the fact that we actually do a decent-sized mass change between the reactants and the products.